Morgan Stanley positions to manage reserves for the stablecoin industry. Morgan Stanley is positioning itself as the reserve manager of choice for the stablecoin industry, according to a CoinDesk report published on April 24, 2026. The bank is not launching a stablecoin of its own. It is going after the pool of fees that sits behind every token, the yield on short-dated U.S. treasuries that backs the coins in circulation. That pool is large. Tether and Circle alone manage more than $150 billion of combined reserves, most of it in T-bills, repo, and money market instruments. At current yields, those reserves throw off billions of dollars of annual income. Whoever manages them collects the spread. Why the reserve mandate is the real prize. The stablecoin business has two revenue layers. The first is the interest the issuer earns on reserves and keeps. The second is the fees paid to whoever actually custodies, manages, and reinvests those reserves day to day. Tether runs most of its reserve book through Cantor Fitzgerald. Circle runs USDC reserves through a BlackRock-managed fund, and BNY Mellon is custodian. Those relationships are sticky, lucrative, and have historically been closed to the largest U.S. banks because they preferred to sit the sector out. Morgan Stanley stepping in signals two shifts. First, the bank sees stablecoin reserves as a real asset management line of business, not an experiment. Second, it is willing to compete head-on with BlackRock and Cantor for mandates that only a year ago were considered marginal. What changed on the regulatory side? The Genius Act, passed in 2025, forced payment stablecoin issuers in the U.S. to back tokens one-for-one with cash and short-dated treasuries, and to hold those reserves at qualified custodians. That language effectively hands the reserve business to the same handful of institutions already approved for money market and tokenized treasury work. Morgan Stanley has spent the last 2 years collecting those approvals. The bank has launched its own spot Bitcoin ETF, secured a national trust charter through its digital assets arm, and pushed E-Trade into spot crypto trading. The reserve manager pitch sits on top of that stack. It uses the custody, compliance, and fund administration infrastructure the bank has already built for crypto-adjacent products. Who it competes with? The incumbents are BlackRock, State Street, BNY Mellon, and Cantor Fitzgerald. BlackRock already manages Circle's USDC reserves and runs BUIDL, the tokenized treasury fund that pays on-chain yield. Cantor handles Tether. BNY Mellon sits behind multiple smaller issuers. Morgan Stanley's angle is different. It is offering wealth management distribution alongside reserve custody. If an issuer signs with Morgan Stanley, the bank can then pitch the issuer's treasury operations, executive banking, and eventually tokenized products to the same clients already holding Morgan Stanley accounts. BlackRock cannot do that. Cantor cannot do that. It is the vertical that only a full-service bank can offer. What it means for stablecoin users. For holders of stablecoin-backed cards, the shift is mostly invisible. A Morgan Stanley-managed reserve should be operationally safer than a self-managed one. More audit trails, more disclosure, stricter liquidity rules. That reduces the tail risk of a reserve freeze or depeg during a stress event. It also tightens the link between stablecoin economics and traditional money market rates. If Morgan Stanley wins meaningful mandates, its desk will be another large buyer of short-dated treasuries in any market where stablecoin supply grows. That is the same dynamic Circle, Tether, and PayPal have already introduced, just concentrated through a single bank. For issuers, the trade is different. Bringing in Morgan Stanley means giving up some of the in-house fee, but gaining access to a distribution network and a regulatory brand that is hard to replicate. For a new issuer trying to win institutional clients, that may be worth more than the basis points lost. Sector backdrop: as of April 24, 2026, Bitcoin is trading at $77,913, down 0.4% on the day, with the Fear and Greed Index at 58 neutral. Ether is at 2313, down 1.8% over 24 hours. The market is not reacting to the Morgan Stanley positioning directly because the story is about back-end plumbing rather than a price catalyst. The impact will show up over quarters, in which bank's name sits next to which issuer in the next Genius Act reserve disclosure.